I was just flashing on the fact that the other day I was interviewing Dave Spiegel from Sarah Cannon, a lung cancer investigator. I think he said that he felt, because we were talking about patients with complications, and he was commenting that he thought that when people get autoimmune complications, they tend to be just one organ. Although I see your patient here had several problems. So first of all, is that your experience with melanoma? I'm not even sure it's true in lung cancer. You had that clinical feeling that you don't see multiple organs attack. You see one that, you know, maybe shows up. And the other thing that he said, very anecdotally, is that he thought maybe there's a correlation between toxicity and benefit. So pure speculation, but, you know, it's always fun. What about these two questions?
The first question about how many numbers of organs are involved with treatment when you're giving checkpoint inhibitors. We know when you combine two checkpoint inhibitors together, like CTLA-4 blockade and PD-1 blockade, you have an increase in the number of organs involved. So in melanoma, we're giving more CTLA-4 blockade and PD-1 blockade, perhaps, than they are in lung, because it's not yet standard clinical practice in lung. So
yeah, absolutely.
I think in melanoma, we're seeing many more patients with multiple organs involved, probably because we're giving more combination checkpoint blockade. Single agent PD-1 blockade, of course, it's much, much better tolerated than the combinations of CTLA-4 and PD-1 blockade. So with single agent PD-1 blockade, you may only really have one organ involved, liver, skin, something like this. But with the combinations in melanoma, it is quite common to have multiple organs involved. And I think that's also compounded by the fact that in melanoma, we're using a dose of ipilimumab that's three times higher than the dose that they're using in lung and renal cell carcinoma. So we're giving more combination ipi and nevo in melanoma than other diseases, and we're also using a dose that's three times higher. Again, that may change over time as we get more data about lower doses of ipilimumab. But I think the issue is that the clinical feeling of how many organs will be involved is somewhat dependent on where investigators may be coming from with their own clinical experience. Is taking care of melanoma patients, I see multiple organs involved, unfortunately, all the time. And sometimes all different organs get involved at the same time. Sometimes you get one organ involved, you get through it, everyone's happy, and then there's something else that happens in a different organ. So it's really interesting how the timing of all these types of things takes effect and why certain organs characteristically are involved early, middle, and late along the course.
Would you like to kind of state in your own mind what you tell your fellows about those three time periods, what you see?
I talk to fellows, I talk to patients. The first toxicity that characteristically occurs is skin toxicity and rash. And so many people will have that present first. It might just be because we know that patients can examine their own skin, so they'll see their rash very quickly, and that just might be the first toxicity that people report. That happens earliest. Side effects like diarrhea usually happen after a few weeks of getting into treatment, and then the liver inflammation can also happen after a few weeks into treatment, and characteristically, endocrinopathies like hypothyroidism or this hypophysitis that we've been speaking about usually happens a little bit later. So that's kind of the pattern that we've seen emerge: skin, GI toxicities, and then the endocrinopathies subsequently. But the range of when these things can happen is really, really wide. So clinicians need to be alert to anything at any time. And I think that's important when you're talking to patients too, because you need to tell them to call you the day of the treatment, the day after the treatment. Anything can really happen all the time, and everyone needs to be alert.